Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, the Patriots have reportedly reached a one-year, $7.5 million agreement with free agent quarterback Cam Newton, bringing in the 2015 MVP to help the team move on from three-time MVP Tom Brady. Also, the Patriots have been fined $1.1 million by the NFL for inappropriately filming the Bengals' sideline during a game last season. When the taping became known last December, the team said a three-person crew producing a web series titled Do Your Job had, quote, inappropriately filmed the field from the press box, end quote, as part of a feature on the scouting department. Coach Bill Belichick said neither he nor his staff watched any of the footage. As part of the penalties, the Patriots also lost a third-round pick in the 2021 draft and will not be allowed to shoot any games in the 2020 season. In NASCAR last night, Denny Hamlin topped Kevin Harvick to win the second cup race of the weekend at Pocono Raceway, flipping the result of the opener. Brandon Jones took home a trophy and sent a car to the scrap heap in the span of about an hour earlier in the day, taking the Truck Series title before wrecking on the first lap of the Xfinity Series race. Pocono became the first track to hold a Truck, Xfinity, and Cup race on the same day. In golf, Dustin Johnson won the Travelers Championship yesterday to end a long drought and extend his career-long season victory streak to 13. Johnson closed with a 3-under-67 for a one-stroke victory over Kevin Streelman at Fanfree TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. Lastly, the U.S. Open is returning to NBC this year after Fox Sports asked to end its 12-year contract with the USGA. Three people with direct knowledge of the change say it came together in the last 2 weeks. The U.S. Open, originally scheduled to be played last week, was postponed to September 17th through 20th at Winged Foot in New York as a result of COVID-19. I'm Jesse King.